Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's Recovery, Week 6. The Preparation of the Bride. Wednesday Related Verses. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God, and based on faith. Matthew chapter 5, verses 6 and 20. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens. Matthew chapter 22, verse 12. And he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Romans chapter 5, verses 1, 9, and 18. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified in his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath. Verse 18. So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. Romans chapter 8, verse 10. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. Suggested reading. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 8, the word pure or clean refers to the nature, whereas bright refers to the expression. The Greek word translated righteousnesses may also be rendered righteous acts. The righteousnesses do not refer to the righteousness which is Christ we receive for our salvation. The righteousness we receive for our salvation is objective, that we may meet the requirement of the righteous God. Whereas the righteousness of the overcoming saints here are subjective, that they may meet the requirement of the overcoming Christ. Hence, the fine linen indicates our overcoming life, our overcoming living. It is the very Christ whom we live out of our being. According to the revelation of the whole Bible, we, the saved ones, need two garments, one for our salvation and one for our reward. For our salvation, we need a robe to cover us. This robe is the robe put on the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. Upon his return, the prodigal son said to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. He thought himself unworthy to be in the presence of the father. But the father said to his servants, Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him. This robe is Christ as our righteousness. It is for us to be justified by God in his presence. However, we also need the second garment, which is the wedding garment in Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 and 12. This garment is not for our salvation. Rather, it is for our reward, qualifying us to attend the wedding feast of the Son of God. The first garment qualifies us to meet God for our salvation. The second garment qualifies us to meet Christ for our reward. The second garment is the work of the Holy Spirit within us. It is actually the very Christ by whom we live and whom we live out. It is the Christ expressed through us in our daily living. This is the righteousnesses of the saints in verse 8. The second garment is also the righteousness spoken of in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. In this verse, the Lord Jesus said, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens." This verse clearly indicates that we must have a righteousness that surpasses the righteousness of the Pharisees. This righteousness is not the objective Christ we receive as our robe for our justification. Rather, it is the subjective Christ whom we live out as our daily living. It is not the justifying robe. It is the garment that qualifies us to receive the reward. The wedding garment in Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 and 12 illustrates this. In this parable, the Lord speaks of a man who comes into the wedding feast without a wedding garment. When the king sees him, the king says, "Friend, how did you come in here not having a marriage garment?" The guest is speechless. Then the king says to his servants, "Bind his feet and hands and cast him out into the outer darkness. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." The wedding garment is not the justifying garment. It is a very special garment. According to the custom of the ancient Jews, no one could attend a wedding feast without a special wedding garment. If we would be in the wedding feast of the Lamb, we must be clothed with such a garment. If you would be qualified to attend the wedding feast of Christ, you need to live by Christ and to live him out in your daily living. This Christ, the subjective Christ, will be the wedding garment to qualify you to be admitted into the wedding feast. Therefore, we need both the justifying garment and the wedding garment.